an interesting fact. Ants never...
Meanwhile, several dimensions away...
You sold more albums doing it your own way?
Excuse me. Well, I don't know whether the aim is to sell more albums. It's to not allow somebody in an office someplace to abuse you or what your ideas are. You know, I got into this because I have something to say. I happen to like music very much, and I have curiosity about what sounds are, how they go together, and I want to do it my way. And I'll take the chance that somebody will hate it. I don't care. I don't do it so that people will like me.
Hello, Ron Robinson here for the cleverly named Saturday Morning Show on CKUW-FM. Co-host Carol McKibben and I are here every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 with an invitation to start your weekend with us. Companionable radio is our mantra, and our regular features include our search for ancient radio waves. I send Carol up on the roof at 6:15 with a microphone taped to a bamboo pole, and we go fishing for fantastic finds. At 6:45, laughter is the best medicine, and our comedy spot ranges from Bob and Ray to Victor Borg, Wayne and Schuster to BBC Treasures. 7:15, wake them, shake them. Yes, it's the Children's Corner. 7:45, you'll hear author interviews in season with autographed copies to give away or a passage from The Diary of a Bookseller. Now, all of the above is blended with music that suits the time. No heavy metal, please. We have a soft spot for the overlooked and underappreciated, so cue the ukulele, the zither, the tuba, and the handbell chorus. Just call us the Eclectic Circus. Saturday morning, 6 to 8 on CKUW-FM.
Hi, this is Nicole. Thanks to the generous support of our listeners, you can tune into the Electric Chair Saturdays from 11 to 1.
Templeton Revival every second Saturday from 11 to 1 on 95.9 CKUW. Your musical brunch in the wide open tent where we're serving up platters both hot and chill from near and far, from now and from way back when. Tune into the TTR and revive a while with me, Old Kits. The menu's big and tasty, including jazz, global, and show tunes, composers, folk and blues, indie and new wave, electronics, and sonic tonics. Excellent, exceptional tunage, eclectically reflecting on local and world events. Drop in to enjoy some soon. Temple Tent Revival, every second Saturday, 11 till 1. Right here on 95.9. More on Facebook at Kings Temple. How's Tim Crimson? It's been a while. A little while since we played King Crimson here in the Temple Tent Revival or Temple of Sound or Temple, any of them. But there they are, because wasn't it just the birth date of Robert Fripp? In fact, I guess he celebrated it. He's not gone yet. That was a week ago. May 16th, 1946 was his birthday, so I guess he's 80. Now, Robert Fripp from King Crimson. You know, this was a random... Well, the Winnipeg Public Library likes to get rid of stuff. They get rid of their old CDs, and they get rid of their new books, by which I mean you can go into those library branches, most any of them, I guess, and find tables of books that have barely been cracked. Sometimes... they look like books that nobody's ever opened. Sometimes we scoop them up and we give them away here in the Temple Tent Revival. I'm Kitz. We're here till 1 p.m. because it's our Saturday. Next Saturday will be Nicole again. 11 to 1 on 95.9 FM, broadcasting from downtown Winnipeg at the University of Winnipeg in the heart of Treaty 1. And... So we listened to, it's a cool little thing. It's The Young Person's Guide to King Crimson Live Circus. Two discs, Neon Heat Disease for the period 84 to 98, and Fractured for the period 69 to 96. We dropped into the Talking Drum. And you're wondering what year that was. And I'm looking it up because the Talking Drum was definitely not on. I had In the Court of the Crimson King. It was one of my first LPs, to be quite honest. The first time I heard it, it blew me away. I remember where I was. I was at a house in Silver Heights, which was the opposite end of town from my end of town. And, somebody who was living there, a young woman who... had the album. I heard it. Maybe it was her boyfriend's album. Whichever. Doesn't matter. Robert Fripp on things like guitar, mellotrons, and just looking for the date there of when we would have found the Talking Drum. These are all live recordings, I take it. So why don't you go look that up? Because I just... grabbed this from home on my way out the door saying, I know it was his birthday. Jerry Dammers also had a birthday, so let's bring something from the specials around before we're done today. But we're going to, after hearing that very progressive music, prog rock, some violins, I think I heard, or maybe that was all synthesizers, and we're not going to ramble too much, I hope. We've got lots of music to play. We're celebrating Miles. Miles of Miles, because the centenary of Miles Davis is in a few days' time, the 26th, May 26, 2026. And it's the 23rd today, Saturday, May 23rd, 2026. There's so much going on today. There's the garden party and the slide guitar festival and the tribute to Ron Paley and all kinds of things. We'll bring you more details. Let's have a little more music. We'll move into a new realm. Swing Spring, because obviously that's where we're at. And Miles Davis and the Modern Giants. A couple of my favorites together right here, right now. And others.
was just a little doodle that belonged beneath it. Swing spring. Thank you. pretty nice stuff from a younger Miles Davis. So Miles was born in 1926, on May 26th. But the last couple of numbers we listened to were dated from 1954 and 1955-56-ish. The last number we listened to was, what did I say? It was nothing. There's No You. There's No You from Blue Moods, and which came out in 50, I just had it here. Blue Moods came out in 55. And before Blue Moods, we heard Swing Spring, which was recorded on Christmas Eve in 1954. So they're very contemporaneous, those couple of pieces, but different people. We heard Milt Jackson on the vibes in Swing Spring because Miles was playing that Christmas Eve session with members of the Modern Jazz Quartet, but on piano, Thelonious Monk, as opposed to, say, John Lewis. And so Thelonious Monk at the keyboard, and it was, in fact, the only time Monk and Miles Davis recorded together. Did I say live? I shouldn't have said live. Studio recording, but on Christmas Eve, December 24th in 54. And it was in the studio. So after that, we listened to There's No You from Blue Moods with Charlie Mingus on the bass and drummer Elvin Jones, trombonist Britt Woodman, and Teddy Charles vibes. I was just reading up on Teddy Charles the other day. Well, what did I find out? Was he having a birth anniversary or a death anniversary? April. Yeah, last month. So he's a spring guy. Teddy Charles was born Theodore Charles Cohen in Chicopee Falls, Massachusetts. Studied at Juilliard as a percussionist and later began to record and make personal appearances as Teddy Cohen as a vibes player, also writing, arranging, and producing records. And in 1951, he changed his last name to Charles, Teddy Charles. And so he was born in the middle of April in 28 and passed away in the middle of April 2012. Oh, by the way, let me apologize to anybody who was tuned in 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I probably did it both times. I was really fumbling with the numbers there, getting to some very odd equations, you know, trying to make 9 and 11 make 26 or something like that. But let's forget that ever happened. Why did I even bring it up? Because I wanted to apologize and say, yeah, sometimes my mouth runs away with me. Engage brain first. So Miles Davis's centenary is the reason why we're taking a look at some of his works early and late. But let's take a break from Miles for the next couple of minutes and turn to Ron Paley, local piano man, composer, jazz leader. When I was younger, he was big for the big band. That big band used to do a lot of performing around town and in the park and concerts. So Ron Paley is a nationally recognized composer and jazz leader. He's going to be on the receiving end of a tribute tonight. Yes, tonight in Winnipeg. The concert was partly organized by Jennifer Hansen. She's one of the event's organizers and one of the event's vocalists. Concert tonight at the Burton Cummings, 8 p.m. Tickets at burtoncummingstheatre.ca. And if you get a chance to look at the Thursday paper from May 21st, there's an article there Nice photograph from Paley, age 75, who got his Bachelor of Music degree at the U of M in 1972, invested into the Order of Manitoba. Well, let's hear some. What did I pull out for you? It's Ballad Trilogy from the CD, The More You Know. Just Ron by himself at the keys. Not the big band stuff this time. We had a few combos already, so from the sextets and everybody down to a man and a keyboard. Here they are, Ron Paley and his piano. On 95.9, I ought to remind you, coming to you from the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg, Canada. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. It's 11:38 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Maybe we'll have a conversation about that later on, too. Our premier is interested in hearing people's views, so I'm happy to share mine and bring on the ballads. It's a pianistic time, again, in the Temple Tent Revival on campus and community radio.
Thank you. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you existed in days of yore. Never were lips so kissable. Never were eyes so bright. I can't believe it's possible that you bring me such delight. Nothing can match the rapture of your embrace. Nothing can catch the magic that's in your face. You're like a dream come true, something completely new. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you has ever been mine before. Kisses I've known, but none so divine before. No one has your magnificence. Who can describe your charms? I'd like to make my residence forever in your arms. I never knew how wonderful life could be. No one but you could ever do this to me. Call me a fool in love. One thing I'm certain of. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. You're like a dream come true, something completely new. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Just call me a fool in love. One thing I'm certain of. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. You're all I ever dreamed and wanted. Nothing like you. I never knew that you existed. Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. Nothing like you. Nothing like you has ever been seen
You might say, where there was a little bit of a crash, a collision where a note occurred out of place. I should have muted that before it was tested. I hope it works, because we're going to once again take a little departure from the music of Miles. We've been listening to, let's go over it a little bit. You know, Petit Méchain, or Small Stuff, if you like, was from Fille de Kilimanjaro. What was that, 1969, was it? Yes, it was. And we got to hear on the tenor sax Wayne Shorter, Tony Williams on drums, Chick Corea at the electric piano, and Dave Holland bass. Preceding Petit Méchain from Fille de Kilimanjaro, we heard a very brief number from Sorcerer. Sorcerer was what, 65? They hop around. Yes, they do. Sorcerer was released in 1967. Yes, of course. And the thing was, with Bob Doro on vocals there, he was as surprised as anybody when Miles put that on the record. It was recorded a few years before that, like in 62, I think. Nothing Like You. Anyway, Bob Doro was on vocals. Jimmy Cobb, the drummer, Willie Bobo on bongo, Bob Doro at the piano too. And, I got to correct something there. Something got inserted on the Spinatron page, spinatron.com, to find out what we've been doing here in the radio show today. Did I mention who he was playing with? Yeah, I think I did, about Teddy Charles. Yeah, this spring person. So we've got a lot of my favorite people so far. I've been playing with Miles on these cuts that are lesser known, you might say, not heard as much as... Well, I thought about the Miles cuts I've been playing on the radio for the last however many years, and we've played quite a few, lots of different records, and many familiar and less familiar Miles pieces, I guess. But today I wanted to play some numbers I'd never played on the radio before, in that version from Miles Davis. Let's carry on, but instead we'll carry on with Apollo Suns. I hear they're having a farewell. They're waving goodbye. I guess they're calling it a day or something. I should find out what day that is, that celebration. I mean, I mentioned about the Ron Paley celebration tonight at the Burton Cummings at 8, and so I'll find out if I can where and when this Apollo Suns event is, if I've got that right too. So from the local scene again, Serpentine on Serpentine. Not sure which way to go with that. I haven't heard it before. Oh, we're taking a big chance playing something I haven't heard before. Farewell to Apollo Suns. We'll give it a whirl. Serpentine, because, it's a snake dance season. Hello, garter snakes. Welcome back. Oh, that reminds me, one of the books we're giving away today is a book about Oak Hammock Marsh. Yes, we're having a book giveaway, and it's already noon. Oh, my goodness. So let's play a little announcement, and then Apollo Suns, and we'll try and make room for the book giveaway and fit in lots more Miles Davis. Plus, we had a request. So many more things coming up. Stay tuned. And where is our... Oh, yeah, we have to fit in some of these as well. So let's put one of these in right now, right here, for your listening enjoyment.
Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM,